the Shushan HaBira that was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishka, in the room called the Shushan HaBira. Now, Achas Akir Mizrachas Venus, one was on the northeast side, for Yachas Akir Mizrachas Venus on the east south side. Shalkir Mizrachas Venus on the east north side, because the Yisrael Rosh HaMashi was a little bit longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's Amma, Chatzies was a half an Amma longer. But the Shalkir Mizrachas Venus, because the Yisrael Rolea Chatzies, it was even another half an Etzba more, which comes out together, but into Yisrael Rosh HaMashi Etzba. But the second one was an Etzba bigger than Moshe. Now, v'lom mahoyu achas gedolah v'achas ketana, how come they have to have one bigger, one smaller? So pshat is like this, k'shoyu umnin noitlin. When the umnin used to take upon himself to build or to bring things in the base of Migdash, they used to get paid for it. So we want to make sure that they would do exactly, because otherwise if they took extra money, it'll be over nisamila. So noitlin de ketana, u'marzirin gedolah. When they used to take away, they used to measure it off in a smaller measuring. And they would bring it back, they have to bring it back in a bigger measuring, as if they for sure would not be over the Yisamila. So they took it away in the regular Amma Shal Moshe, but when they returned it, whatever they took from Hegdish, they'd always give back a drop more, to make sure that if they're not giving back a drop less, they should not be over the Yisamila. But still, Tati Lomeli, why here in Shushan HaBira they have to have two of them? One a half an etzba bigger, one a whole etzba bigger. Why? Chodah b'kastav z'habot. When you take gold and silver, there is enough just to make it a half of an etzba bigger. For chodah de binyana, when you're building, you have to build a whole etzba bigger. I call upon them to have these measuring things that was an etzba bigger than the regular amma. So to shala, how much is that etzba? That's what we said before, the size of a thumb. We have Nachman by Yitzchok, v'teimu rav huna bar bar nosin. Li'oysa shenino, goes note to the din of our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, she yet another mumiz, she is bosa ben chuyu lechuyu mole etzba. You have the tail of the bechor that the bones are separated by an etzba of meat in between. That's called a mum. So the shell is how big is an etzba? An etzba is the size of a thumb. If you have the size of a thumb in between, that makes it from mum. And the Mishnah says, ein lei beitzim. What's going to be if the bechor doesn't have beitzim? Or ein lei ela beitzach. Only has only one. That's also called a mum. We have Yishma Leimer in Yesh Le Shnei Kisim. If it has two kisim, two sacks there, you should know Yesh Le Beis Beitzim. For sure it has two Beitzim, even though you can't see them. Ein Le Shnei Kisim, if it doesn't have two sacks, then Ein Le Yela Beit Sachas, then for sure it only has one. Even if it has two and one, it's no good. That's also called a mum. It has to have two kisim. We have Kiva Leimer Moishivei Al Akuza. Kiva holds, if you have this Bechor, that has, let's say, two kisim, but you only see one beta there, so sit him down on his back, on the moyach, and like, press down, pull the beitzim, pull the sack. In yesh beitzim, if there is a beitzim really there, you should know, seifel otis will come down, and if it doesn't come down by you pushing it, that's a proof there's no beitzim there, and therefore it's called a mum. And meister once happened like this, shemir, what they pulled down on the sack, for layot, and the beitzim did not come down. So the paskin was called the mum, nishkata, they said you a lot of shechtes bechor. And after they shechted it, v'nim says devuka b'ksolim. They found out that the beitzim was really there, just stuck up all the way on top, on the sides, on the ksolim, on the flanking. But v'yitra b'kiva, kiva says still it's mutter. Because, you know, since the beitzim was not in its right place, it was all the way up, that's still called the mum. V'yab yechna benuri, v'yosab yechna benuri, he also know that the mice, it's not called the mum, he holds, because the mice said there was a beitzim there, just as all the way up, he holds, it's not called the mum. So what's it like this? Hash, do you tell me, the Mishnah says, ein lo yele beitzachas, omat every mum, if it only has one beitzim, it's called the mum, it's missing, ein lo klau mi boy, if it doesn't have anything, for sure it's a mum. What does the Mishnah have to say, ein lo beitzim, then it says, ein lo yele beitzachas, then it just say, ein lo yele beitzachas, it's called the mum. What does that have to say the ratio for if it has no beitzim altogether? So now it says true, I'll tell you, chasuri mech, something is missing here. Brochi ketani, this is where we should learn. Brochi ketani. Ein loy shtei beitzim b'shtei kisim. It doesn't have two beitzim, meaning to say, in two kisim. Ein lo b'kis echad. It has two beitzim in one sack. That's a mum. Or else, inami shtei kisim, even if the behemah has two kisim, two sacks, but a beitzachas, you only form one beitzim there. That's first by raising mum. That's the pshan ratio. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, yesh loy beis kisim. If it has two sacks, the yedua sheyesh loy beis beitzim, for sure there are beis beitzim there. even though you can't find it, for sure there it's not a mum. Ein lo yela kisach, it only has one sack, then we say, kimi shein lo yela beit sachas domi. It's like it only has one egg, and one beit saw, and therefore it's a mum. The yosu, Rabbi Kiva, the maimah, no, that the yedua lemin, I don't say this yedua, I don't say this. Yes, I don't say for sure. Just the fact that it has two kisim doesn't tell me for sure that there are two beitzim there. Ela rather, Moshiv Yalakud, you have to test it and see. Put it down on his back, or the moyach and stretch, pull the beitzim, the kisim. In yesh beitza, say for lotis. If there is a beitzim, it'll come out or come down. And if nothing comes down, that's what the key is saying. Even though it has two sacks, that's still a mum. The beitz is not there, or it's in the wrong place. That's still called a mum. Then the ma'isa once happened. Shemir, they pulled down on the kiss, the layots, and the beitz didn't come down. Tiny run like this. Amr Rav Yosi, ma'isa bePiran Shabes Menach. Once happened by Piran Shabes Menach. Rashi says Shem Akron, this city Shabes Menachim, in this house Shemir, they once had this bechor that had the two kissim, but only one beitz, and they pressed down, they pulled down on the kiss. For lo yotzer, nothing came out. They didn't find another beitzer. So they passed me some mum. The nishkot of the shech put on it. The nim says, the vulka b'sol, matter, they found it attached to the ksolim. Vitter of Akiva. Akiva said it's mutter. The yotzer of Yechon and Manur. Yechon and Manur, he says, no, it's not a mum. So that's like learning our Mishnah. Omer of Akiva, Akiva said back to Yechon and Manur, ad mosay at the mechalim moin nishay yisotel. How long are you going to destroy the money of Yisrael? Meaning to say that since you tried it, you didn't find the beitzer there. It's not in its right place. That's called a mum. It's mutter. Omolo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says back no. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says back to Rabbi Kiva. Ah, the mosayata maichu you saw nevelus. And how long I let in klayus lead nevelus? Means it's not called a mum. You have no right to shecht it. Lav mishpat gemara a nevela. Why is it called a nevela? Lav mishcha shchita. Did you shecht it? It's not called a nevela. Ela treifa. So Mora says no. Lo yisa treifa, so it was not a treifa either. So only shalom was a bechor without a mum. And rather, the mosa yatamach yisro kotcha machutz. Meaning to say, since it doesn't have a mum, it has kedusha on it. You have no right to eat kotcha machutz. That's the machlokes here. But you have these two kisim, and you press down, you don't find the beitza. Is that called a mum or not? Now the Mishnah says, Baal chomish reglam. Let's say the behem has five legs. Or yishen liya l'sholosh, that's also called a mum. To shirag l'klutais, let's say its legs, the hooves are round, kishel chamor like a donkey, they're not like a behemoth, they're round like a donkey, it's also called a mum. To yashocho v'aksul is also called a mum. Eizel shocho, what's called shocho? Shenishmoto yirechai. Means the thigh slipped out of place. To ksul, shachas miyuchem gvayis, means one thigh is taller than the other one, that's called a mum. Where's the mum only in the front legs? Ava beregel on the back legs, treifa nami heve. If it has an extra leg or missing a leg in the back, that's even a treifa. So call yes, it cannot a dummy. If he has three legs in the back, that's like one was taken off, and that makes it into a treifa. Omer apopo, late time now, the Mishnah says that the klutos, it's a klutos shachamor, there's hooves, are round like a chamor that's called the mum. So don't say the agilin v'loy sadikin have to be both. They're round and they're not split. No, el akiva nagilin. Since they're round, alpha god the sadikin. Even though they're split, even though it has a crack on the hooves, but since they're round like a chamor, it also makes it for mum. Then we have shachol v'yaksil. Turn rabbanim. Eizel kosel. What's called the kosel? V'yazel shachol. Shachol means shenishmato yirechai. That the thigh slipped out of place. Ksil shiragli achas patech. Ksul means shiragli echod besecha ksil, shiragli echod agab yaksil. Means that one leg is longer than the other one. Ksul Rashi says planked. That means that's like the part where it's mechuba, where the socket is. So one is not slipped out of place. Just one is above the socket and one's below the socket. So that means one is bigger, one is smaller. Tani learn like this. Hasaru av yakola. These are two mumim. Sarua means shenishtav v'loi yirechai. That means one of thigh is bigger than the other one. Kolot means shiraglav klutus kishechamor. That its hooves look round like a donkey, or else kishel sus, like a horse, not like a behemoth. That's also called a mum. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, what's going to be nishpar etzem yod? Let's say the broke that the front feet, one of the legs broke, whereas we had some ragli from the back feet. Apapishim nikum, though you can't see it. We'll soon see what that means. Mum and edel. Now all these mum we had so far, mona ila biyavne. Ila put a cheshbon all these mum in yavne, and behold the chom to greet him. The yoyed gimel. There's another three choisef that he added by himself. On Amrullah, the Chum said back to Ilo, no, Le Shemanu, Elo Aselu, we only heard the first three, not these next three that you want to say. But what are these new three that Ilo is saying? Shagalgul Einoi Ogul Kashel Adam. If the eye of the behemoth is round like a man, that's a mum. Or Piv of the mouth of the behemoth, of the Bechor, is learned to Kashel Chazir. If it looks longer, the top part is longer than the bottom part, looks like a pig, that's a mum. By its tongue, most of the part that you use for talking was taken out, that's called a mum. But Bezna Shalachrei Mum, we raised a mum. The next Bezna greets him, and they agreed also these three things should also be called a mum. Now the Gemara is the question. Eino Nikra Mikra Bimum, if you say the legs were cracked, broken, but you can't tell, is that called a mum? We always say mum has to be begolin, not Peseser. Papa says, Eino nikra machmas tatsu means you can't tell it by itself, means when it's standing. Avo nikra machmas malacha. But it does work, then you can see it can't do work, then you can see the legs are broken, that's called the mum shabagoli. Mumim eilu manu. Mar says, Lamem, what do you want to tell me? The lav hain of urchei, that's not normal. That this is called the mum. Or a minute, I have a question. It says here, but you're telling me now that the eyes of a behemoth does not look like the eye of an Adam. Therefore, if it does, it's called a mum. Mar says it's not true. Or a minu. Remember like this. Hamapelis, the Venetia has a miscarriage. And the baby looks, min behemoth looks like an animal. The chayy of a yoif. So ben tamei and ben tamei, whether it looks like a behemoth tamei or behemoth tairam, im zocher, if it's a male, teshav l'zocher, she has to be noig tumma for 6 days, 7 days. Im nekevus nekevah, teshav nekevah for 14 days. Any yadula, so she does not know whether it's a zochor or a keva, then the chumash has to go both ways, teshu le zochor and a keva, ben le tum ben le taira. Tiru Rabbi Meir. Now why? She had a miscarriage of an animal, of course, not another, why should she be tummy altogether? The Yom Rabba Baba Khan Rabbi Yechon, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? Hoyu vegalgul einoi ogul kashaladim. Because in one way a behemoth is like a man. So therefore, if a lady had a miscarriage of a behemoth, it's called a miscarriage of a person. Because the eyes are alike. But our core point, we see here that the eye of a behemoth is yes round like the eye of a man. So why does our Mishnah say it's a mum? Amar Rabbi Yosef Lakasha, Atayho B'yuchma B'chayura. One is talking about the black of the eye, one is talking about the white of the eye. So, Rashi says, B'yuchma Shachar Shalayin HaBehemah, the black of the eye that's round like a person's. But our Mishnah is talking about the white of the eye. That by an animal usually is not so round, so if it comes round like a man, that's called a mum. Then the Mishnah says, Upiv Domika Shechazir, if the mouth of the animal looks like a pig. Omra Poplo Tema, don't think to shofu the Purim, there has to be two things. There has to be shofu and Purim. Rashi says, the mouth is round. Por means shofel, yain, the top part is sticking out. So don't say you have to have both. Yeah. Late time we don't say the shofel, the por has to be round. And also the top part is sticking out more than the bottom part, like a pig. El ativo and the por, as long as the top part is longer than the bottom part, I forgot the shofel, even though it's not round, like a pig. As long as the top part of his lip is sticking out more than the bottom part, that also makes a mum. Then b'shenit rov hamadavu v'shel shaynei is masni siman rov yudi the tanya v'yeshenit rov haloshin. That's the Tana Tanakama. What's called a mum if the majority of the tongue was taken out? Then you measure the whole tongue. If you don't even know, you don't have to measure the whole tongue. But rov hamadavu v'shel shaynei, just the majority of the part of the tongue you use for talking, but the top part, the part that's not attached to the jaw. The part that we see like that part of the tongue, the rove of that was taken out, that also makes it into a mum. Then it says the Meister once happened Shehalechi HaTachton Oidef HaLelyin, the bottom jaw was longer than the top jaw. This is the opposite of a pig. Here the bottom one was bigger than the top one. So Moses says, my Tana, Tiktoni Umaisa. Like, who's talking about this case? If you say a Maisa story once happened, we're not talking about this case. So Moses says, yes. Bishum the Tanakh, we learn like this. The Tanakh we learned, Piv Doimla Chazir. Learned if the Piv of the mouth is like a Chazir. Now, please give Rabbanu Lay the Rebbe. Or like Rabbi Elon. The Rabbanu, these were one of the three things that Rabbi Elon added on. So Rabbanu argued on him. Or Karminu, now the Mishnah is saying like this. Keep pligi Rabbanu Olay, when the Rabbanu argued on Rabbi, this swasai, only by its lip. That even though the top lip is extended, that's not called the mum. This swasai al yoyno, oidefes al tachtoyno. That's the argument, that's not called the mum. Alba shatachtoyno, oidfes al yoyno. But if the bottom part of the lip is extended more than the top part, that's a raise the mum. There they agree, tak vila, that is called the mum. So this is very good. O my tsunami, yeah. Shalechi atachta, no,